The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. So if you believe that, that means that your life does not operate by fate or by luck. You're not lucky. You're either blessed or you're not blessed.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers. This is a new series taken from a Wednesday night teaching service. This is Living Kingdom Principles, Part 1.
God says, "Fear not, for I am with thee," Isaiah 41:10. "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Now, to disobey God is to say, "God, I'm fearful and I don't understand. I can't do this." And God says, "Fear not." "Well, God, where are you? I don't believe you're with me." No, you missed the principle. God said, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Amen. "Be not dismayed." Don't be confused. "I am thy God." "God, do you really love me?" "I am thy God." Throw another principle in right here. What can separate us from the love of God? He goes through a litany there of a list of things that we know in our mind has the ability to separate us, and he comes to the conclusion by principle that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. God is in covenant with you, but if you don't search the scripture and are a disciple, a follower of the Lord, set aside other things to find and dig in the principles, you gotta like read the book to do that. So God doesn't reveal, why does he say that it's not for the multitude to get a hold of? Because they weren't interested. They weren't interested. They wanted to be entertained. People are coming to church in many cases. What they call worship is just entertainment. They're not having an encounter with God because they're only interested in surface, because it's all about me. Thank you. Thank you for that support. Because this starts clocking us right here. Because it's not about us. It's about the Lord, and it's about other people. "Well, Pastor, what about my need?" What did God say? What's the principle? "As you give, it shall be, you shall receive. As you give, it shall be given to you." What's the principle? Show mercy, sow mercy, receive mercy. Sow grace, receive grace. Well, when is my time of grace coming? Wisdom says it will come. So God doesn't reveal his principles to people that are only there for the free stuff. Are you with me? So I'm trying to help you get to the principle, because when you start getting to the principle as a student, as a disciple, because your interest is in the things of God and in the kingdom of God, you're going to find yourself right here in Jeremiah 29, 13. "And ye shall seek me," and do what?
Find.
You'll find me. When? When you do what? When you search for me with what? Now, let's just flip it around. If you half-heartedly search after God, what you gonna get? Nothing. He said, when you search for me with all of your heart, don't worry. The principle found in this one passage of scripture is, you will find me. You will find me. You searched and you're hungry for me, God says, and I will reveal myself to you. You'll find out right here in Matthew 13, when they ask, "Lord, Why are you speaking to them in parables?" He explains why. Going down just a little bit further, let me show you a couple things here, right here. All right? Verse 12, "For whosoever hath, to him it shall be given." Okay? Whoever has the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom of what's going on, more will be given to him. And he, now watch this. This is a principle of the kingdom. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. So please understand this. If you are casual towards it, casual towards the things of God, towards God's word and understanding his principle, then even what you get will be taken away from you. And it's backed up by the parable that he shows here, going in verse 13. Therefore I speak to them in parables, he says, because they see, seeing not, hearing, hear not, neither do they understand. They don't want, the literal interpretation is, they don't want to understand. Just like your kids kept asking why. I'm sorry. Just like adults keep asking God why. Why, God? Why? 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 Well, why that? Well, why that? And how many of you have ever asked God why and then you didn't like get an answer at all? Anybody with me on that? You want to know why? Because he's already said it by principle in the book. He's waiting for you to discover it. Amen. Amen. I don't have to have audible voices and three words of prophecy for what God has already said. Come on, somebody. If you're a disciple, you got to go after God. And in times past, and I grew up in this thing, most of what we got, and there were, you know, people studied the Bible and they read it so forth, but most of what we leaned upon was the preacher on Sunday and the preacher on Wednesday. There wasn't even all these small groups and Bible studies going on. That's what we, and people said amen to stuff that they had no comprehension, no understanding of. They didn't know how to operate it. They didn't know how to operate in the kingdom. So they thought, okay, if I scream more, God will hear my prayer. All right, so then he says in verse 14, let's take it a little bit further here. He said they don't have an interest or understanding, so what they have, I'm going to take it away from them. And he goes on, he said they have ears to hear, but they don't want to hear. And the reason why they don't want to hear is because then they're responsible for what they hear. I told you to take the garbage out. I'm sorry I didn't hear you. I was talking to somebody on the phone today, to a company today. Three different times they dropped the call, and I'm hearing them on the other end. I'm sorry, sir, I can't hear you. I said, I'll call back. We want to use the line sometimes that we're not hearing, and then God gives us the understanding. He said the reason why is because your ears are full of wax. And they're gross. All right, their ears are waxed gross, and their eyes are dull, and their eyes have been closed, lest they see, and now they're responsible. Lest they hear, and now they're responsible. See, I'm not responsible for what I don't know. So if I stay ignorant in this thing, if I don't follow too close, I'm here with you, Jesus, but I don't want to get too close, because the moment I get that principle in my heart, now I'm responsible for it. That's the reason why there'll always be multitudes. And Jesus made it clear. He said, broad is the way. There's going to be a lot of people that think they're going to heaven. But they're in the multitude. They're not going because they had other things that clouded their mind. Let's go on here. This is good, isn't it? Verse 15, he says, unless they should understand with their hearts and should be converted and I should heal them. Well, you say, well, Pastor, doesn't Jesus want to heal them? Doesn't Jesus want to be able to do that? Okay, follow this. This is important for you right here. Let me get this into your spirit. It costs the student, the disciple, it's a sacrifice. That's the reason why he says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, because it's going to cost you to be a disciple of the Lord. This is important for you to get a hold of. Write this down. The teacher doesn't determine the lesson. The student does, based on the level of their interest. You want me to preach better? Ag it on. The more you pray, the better I'll preach. Come on, somebody. The more you seek God, the more you dig in the scriptures, the more you'll get out of it. You will receive according, not because of how well the teacher is. How many of you ever sat under somebody and you went, man, I don't know where in the world he's going. But you sat there reading the scripture. You got more out of your reading than you did what the teacher's saying. Now, if you do that here, now I'm coming to get you. But I'm just saying to you, the more you put a demand on the teacher, how many of you know Jesus would have stayed there all night and all day and into the next day and into the next night as long as they sat there and said, teach us some more. Help, give us wisdom. We need this understanding. Boy, I feel an anointing right there. The more you put a demand on something, the more you'll get from it. The more you'll receive from it. So it's not up to the teacher. So the demand is on your interest level. The more, when you're interested in something, you'll dig into it, won't you? Especially if it is beneficial to yourself. I ask you, what is more beneficial to you than your relationship with Jesus Christ? Come on, somebody. When you begin to understand kingdom principles, get ready to face opposition. Because the devil does not want you to learn principles. You know, I can quote a verse of scripture, but if I don't have the understanding, the comprehension, and the wisdom on how to use it, then I can quote, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper" all day long. But if I don't know how to take that Bible up and instead of listening to the lies of the devil, but be able to throw those things off because I know what God said about his word, that's the whole deception of it. Satan doesn't want you to dig in and be a student of the word of God. Are you with me right here? So verse 15, Jesus uses the parables there. And this is the reason why he said, "I'm not going to heal them." Watch this. This is tough right here. We always want to picture Jesus walking around healing anything and everybody, but the Bible says even in his own hometown he couldn't heal some people because of their unbelief. Some folks, he went into town, and because they wouldn't believe him, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to throw him off the cliff, and Jesus kept right on walking. And he always preached and taught to the people who were interested in hearing what he had to say. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't want to hear it. They closed up their ears. Can you see them? I have a funny way of reading the scripture. I can see them going, "La, la, 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 la." It didn't make any difference. He was still drawing crowds by the thousands. Come on, somebody. All right, so why is it Jesus used parables and the principles here to preserve God's integrity? Write the word holy down. Holy, integrity, integrity. Holy means no ulterior motive. Always the same, unchangeable. It is the attribute of God in Malachi. If you know this, you'll know God said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Now, I'm glad that I serve a God who, when I get up in the morning, hasn't changed his mind about whether or not he loves me or not. That's the reason why I know that's a principle in the Word of God. Are you getting this tonight? The principle says, what can separate us from the love of God? And he goes through that and he says, nothing can separate you from the love of God. All right, so I take that off of the table. So when the devil comes to me and says, God doesn't love you, that's a lie. Because I know the principle of God's word says, not only does God love me, but he'll never separate me from the love that he is bringing to me. Are you with me? So this, when the more knowledge you have, more comprehension of that you have, the more you're able to combat the devil, and more than that, live a victorious life as a believer and affect and influence the lives of other people with what you believe. So God says, I change not. That's a principle. So what is Jesus saying here to those when he says, if they listen, if this multitude listens and I let them get a hold of these principles instead of talking to them in parables, then they might hear, but they won't understand. They might see and they won't understand. And then because my word will go forth to affect their lives, it will heal them. And he said, I hold those parables to keep my integrity holy because I am not going to go against my own holy integrity self by imposing my principles on people that do not want them.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.